Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a Great Songs Golden Oldie. Great Songs was the previous name of Singing and Other Sins. On this 1992 edition, we enjoyed a sampling of Western Art Song of Japan. I was joined by Noriko Kawaura, professor of Japanese at the University of Hawaii Manoa, and Katsuumi Niwa, voice professor at Tokyo's Nihon University Art College. This is the second Singing and Other Sins program extracted from a two-hour Great Songs, so we join a broadcast in progress. Thank you. cycle of five poems set by Yamada, again the poetry of Kitahara, called The Songs of Aian. And in the second to the last, Noriko was telling me that the Manjushage, the cluster amaryllis, has a sad sound of song set to it because it is symbolic of death, that people don't usually plant that because it comes up such a bright red color, like it's sucking the blood from the earth. Thank you for that insight. We're going to hear one more cycle of songs by Yamada, and these are the ones inspired by Russian doll songs. So we have here Russian words instead of Japanese words, water bucket, and then a young girl, and then nanny, and then the cow, and finally a small ship. Again, the poetry, the original poetry here, is listed as Kitahara, so I'm not quite sure how maybe he was inspired by the Russian. I really don't know. Can you read me the title of it in the Japanese?
Russian 人形の歌.
And the baritone is
Sumito Tachikawa,
who we heard earlier. Again, Mr. Miura is the pianist.
Yeah.
A set of five poems, Kitahara, the original one, called Russian Doll Songs, with the music of Yamada. And who was the baritone?
Sumito Tachikawa.
Oh, yes, the famous guy. He was very dramatic in the second to last song where he was comparing somebody's ugliness to a cow, right?
Yeah.
And you heard the song of the Volga boatman in the last song. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. Some of the songs that we heard recently, the cycle before this, as well as this, had examples of more modern writing. And we need to remind our listeners that Mr. Yamada lived from 1886 to 1965. So there were plenty of 20th century influences in his writing. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was we've heard two cycles. And you ask me, what does a cycle mean?
Yeah, I don't know what the song cycle means.
Two ways that sometimes the poet writes a set of songs that he would like to hear together, and sometimes a composer finds a poetry and puts it together that he would like to have sung together. Sometimes they tell a story, sometimes they're related by a unifying element of nature or love or someone's lost love, unrequited love, or something like that. And somehow they should be sung together in usually the order that the composer had in mind.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Let's now return to our interview with Katsuhumi Niwa. You said there were three romantic Japanese who studied in Germany. Who was the third?
And the third is Mr. Kiyoshi Nobutoki. He is very academically, very German style song, but of course Japanese flavor in it, but more conservative style of writing and very not so glamorous, but very preserved and very artistically wrote many songs.
And are his songs also sung today?
Yes, that's right. But that's art songs, then, not popular like Mr. Yamada's songs. Yes, Yamada's songs, some of them is very difficult to sing. Only professional people sing, but some of them is very, everybody can sing. You
know? Like Akatambo.
Yeah, like that. And Konomichi or Karatachi no Hana, etc. But many other good artistic songs he wrote. Almost, I don't know how many hundred songs, you know, about four or five books was only songs. Yeah. And he wrote many operas. operas mm-hmm. also. And I sang some of title role of his operas. You know,
I must interject here a little background about Katsuhumi Niwa, our guest today discussing Japanese art song, Western song by Japanese composers. Katsuhumi Niwa was well educated in Japan and then came to the United States, studied privately with Lotte Lehmann, and then went on to Juilliard, where he studied with Jenny Turrell and Hans Heinz. But really, you credit as one of your most respected teachers a Japanese woman, yes?
Yes, Madame Furusawa, who lives in near Switzerland in France. And I visited and she's fine now.
Oh, good. Yes. Is she very old?
Yes, quite old, and now she's making artwork to make tapestry mm-hmm. things. And, mm-hmm. and she gave an exhibition in Tokyo.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's nice.
And Madame Lehmann did the same kind of thing, that stained glass, you know. Yes. Then I'm doing sort of lacquer work and some sort of painting.
Though he's hardly retired, Katsumi is a well-recognized artist in plastic media, various kinds of painting, and has had exhibits in Tokyo and Paris.
And next period of that three persons, and that was a Meiji period.
Oh, before we finish with that, you didn't give us one name of one song by the third man. What was the third man's name again?
Mr. Nobutoki.
Nobutoki.
Kiyoshi Nobutoki.
Kiyoshi Nobutoki.
Yes. His song, most famous song cycle called Sara.
That, Sara.
Yes, Sara. That was several songs, song cycle.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, and he wrote many songs for Japanese old style of poetry, mm-hmm. waka. Waka is...
Yes, I know. But tell our audience a little bit about waka.
Waka started from Heian period, more than before that, Nara period, about 8th century or something like that. That started that style of poem, 5-7-5-7-7. Syllables. Every poetry, same 5-7-5 syllable and 7-7. Mm-hmm. That's waka. And
dealing mostly with nature subjects.
Yes, nature subject, and same time lots of love songs, mm-hmm. you know, in between noblemen. Mm-hmm. And some song is thinking of mother or thinking of wife who is going out to work as a soldier to out.
In other words, the woman is saying goodbye to her man
like
who's
that,
going
yes,
to
yes.
battle.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Something like that kind of song.
But these
popular.
Are generally noble people.
Noble people must know this poetry style, and that was their education. Mm-hmm. They educated like that way. Then they... instead of give some letters, they give that songs, and some person respond that song like that way.
But these were not songs in those days; these were just poetry.
Poetry, yes, that was poetry, and that was composed by Mr. Nobutoki.
Thank you, Mr. Niwa, and now we'll hear that set of songs, the song cycle by Nobutoki, who lived from 1887 to 1965, almost exactly the same years as we read you just a minute ago from Mr. Yamada, who was 1886 to 1965. Interesting. Mm. And this cycle is called Sara, and that's a Sara flower. First one is called...
Tanzawa no.
And that's a mountain.
I think Mount Tanzawa.
Uh-huh. And the second one?
Azumayano,
which is a small garden house. And the third?
Kitaakino,
which is North Japan's autumn. The fourth one is Sara, the Sara flower. And finally, the last one?
Karasu,
which is the crow. Oh, no, that's not the final one. We have 6, 7, and 8, sorry. The sixth one is?
Yoshikiri,
which is a bird. Then the seventh,
Uranauto,
which we're not sure quite the meaning of that. And finally,
Yume,
which means dream. And once again, many thanks to Noriko for these wonderful pronunciations. And the baritone we're going to hear doing this...
Ryosuke Hatanaka.
Yeah, I have trouble with that name. Ryosuke.
Ryosuke.
Yeah. Again, Mr. Miura is the pianist.
Thank you. カラス首振りか Sugi ngushi o kushinge.
was the song cycle by Nobutoki called Sara. The Sara flower is on a tree. And we heard it sung by Mr.
Yosuke Hatanaka.
With, again, Mr. Miura, the pianist. Once again, many thanks to Noriko for the pronunciations. And now we go to a set of songs, to the very short poems called tanka. This is a tanka renkyoku.
Yes, renkyoku.
Renkyoku. And the soprano's name?
Katsura Nakazawa.
And again, Mr. Miura. Tanka is the 5-7-5-7-7 syllable set, a little bit like the waka that we talked about earlier. But this is more modern. The name of the poet?
Hiroshi Yosano.
Thank you very much. So now these four short songs, again, by Nobutoki.
heard four tanka poems set by Nobutoki and sung by the soprano named
Katsura Nakazawa.
Nakazawa. Mr. Miura was again the great pianist. And now we'll return to hear Katsumi Niwa discuss the next composer.
The first three composers we spoke about, Mr. Niwa, were from the Meiji period.
Meiji period, yes.
And what's the next period?
Next period is the Taisho period.
What about approximately what years is the Taisho?
Taisho period is about, that's not so long, but about 50 years ago. Afterwards, Showa period. Mm-hmm. And the Showa emperor passed away a few years ago. Then now, Heisei. But then Showa and Heisei is almost the same composer. Then
I see.
I'd like to talk about three different periods. That's Meiji, which I gave three names. Mm-hmm. Rentaro Taki and Kosaku Yamada and Kiyoshi Nobutoki. And next period is Taisho period. That time, Japanese became more modern. And many people went to, this time, to Paris instead of going to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Then
this was previous to the First World War?
Around in between First and Second World.
I see.
Went to Paris.
So this is the time that Gertrude Stein and Copland were also very big in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many composers went to Paris. Mm-hmm. And of course, there is lots of composers which I don't talk about, but who made good songs is Mr. Hashimoto Kunihiko. Kunihiko Hashimoto, who went to Paris, and he wrote lots of art songs.
Really?
A good one.
Also and influenced by Impressionism like
yes,
Debussy,
Debussy or Fauré or something. At that time, they are the most famous composers sure. in the world. And then they studied in Paris. Then
did he study with Fauré?
No, I don't think so. And one more person is Mr. Hirai Kozaburo. He is still living, mm-hmm. 81 or something. Just this spring, I sang his songs all one evening with my students. And we give once a year Japanese art song and contemporary pieces concert. 20 years passed, you know, 20 different composers.
You concentrate on one composer each
yes,
time?
Yes, no, sometimes contemporary piece, we couldn't concentrate one composer. But that famous composer, like, who wrote lots of songs, you know, we concentrate to the only one composer. And this year we took that Mr. Hirai Kozaburo. He's one of Taisho period mm-hmm. Last living mm-hmm. composer.
Could he visit the recital? Was he there? Was he there to hear the recital?
Yes, he came and he sang for us, you know.
Wow.
And he gave us many lessons and we went to his home and his son actually he studied with Pablo Casals, mm-hmm. cellist, and pianist. Second son studied in Juilliard when I was in Juilliard and graduated. Now they came back to Japan and professors in various universities, music schools. Mr. Hirai's piece is very famous. That's Mr. Hashimoto and Mr. Hirai is Taisho period, a little bit more modern, and Mr. Hirai is more Japanese style too. Again, Mr. Hirai took lots of songs written by Hakushu, Kitahara Hakushu's poetry. Then that song, many songs are very famous, many people know.
Any particular one that you'd like to talk about?
Yes, Yurikango, Mr. Hirai sang. Maybe I'll send that.
That would be
record.
Very touching.
Yeah, that, it was audience liked very much, and he sang, and we joined. That's Yurikango. What's cradle song, cradle, like vegan leader.
Vegan leader.
Yurikago and Narayama. That was the same thing, that waka, that was written for waka. And he said, waka is too short, only 5-7-5-7-7. Then he put two wakas together. Then that becomes twice length. That famous song is Narayama. That was a nobleman thinking about his wife died, you know. And then he passed this pass when wife is alive, you know. Now he lost his wife, and I'm passing this pass, and I'm crying.
Thinking about her.
A lot of good information on this program of great songs dedicated to the history of the art song in Japan, the Western art song. And Noriko, tell us who will be the baritone for Narayama by Hirai.
Sumito Tachikawa.
And once again, Mr. Miura-san is the pianist. Okay, this is that cradle song that Niwa-san talked about.
No, this is Narayama.
Oh, that's right. This is not the cradle song. This is Narayama, where the man is going over the pass and remembering his wife.
Yes.
Okay. We just heard Kotsaburo Hirai's song called Narayama, and the baritone's name was
Sumito Tachikawa,
who we heard before, a very dramatic baritone, and Mr. Miura-san was again the pianist.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you've been listening to the second half of a Great Songs program of 1992 that featured Western art song of Japan. I had the help of Noriko Kawaura, professor of Japanese at the University of Hawaii, Manoa, and Katsuumi Niwa, voice professor at Tokyo's Nihon University Art College. This is your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.